The allegations came from Wisdom, a statewide prison reform coalition. In December, the group asked the governor to order an audit of the parole system and to make a concerted effort to release prisoners who were sentenced before parole was abolished. The report from the DOC highlights the fact that 95% of the almost 3,000 prisoners still eligible for parole are serving time for violent offenses. Almost 2,000 of them are serving time for either rape or murder. Most committed their crimes in their 20s and are now in their 40s. Reverend Jerry Hancock of Wisdom's Madison chapter says those statistics don't change his group's demand for reform.
We want these people to have a fair chance. We want the people to be reviewed, people that have been locked up since they were 20 years old, to see if they might have changed. That was the assumption the judge made when they were sentenced. We want them to have a fair chance, and that fair chance is being denied by the Parole Commission and the Department of Corrections.
Hancock says when he met with DOC staff last week, they made it clear they saw no reason to change the way the Parole Commission is currently operating. The DOC did not make anyone available for comment before airtime. Wisdom is drafting a letter to the governor renewing their demand for a third-party ombudsman to audit the Parole Commission and recommend changes that will expedite the release of prisoners sentenced before Truth in Sentencing went into effect in 2000. Since then, judges have handed down bifurcated sentences that include mandatory prison time and a second period of supervision after release. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.